Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Such affectionate acceptance is our little Italian mouse, Topo Gigio. Tonight, I'm delighted, and I know you're delighted, to welcome Topo Gigio back from Italy to New York City. So let's have a nice welcome for a little Topo.
Topo Gigio. I'm telling you, every time you pick up a Topo Chico, it's mandatory to say it as if you're Ed Sullivan. You have to. It is the rule. You can't just say, oh, gee, I'm in the mood for a lovely, sparkling water. You have to say, I'd like a Topo Chico. Because once you start, you can't stop. Thank you to Jason Leisure, to Ian Happ. He was great today. Looking forward to his recurring appearances. And Jim DeShays was insightful and delightful. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Adam Studzinski. I don't think we ever credited them.
Studs!
Brandon Fryer and Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, too, for doing their things. And now Parkins and Spiegel are here. Boys.
Happ was very good.
Always.
Complicated concepts simplified. That's like the one of the ways to describe a good communicator. Like he's very good at processing that stuff, decompressing it down. Like when he was talking about the swing,
rotational swing,
yeah, the velocity and all that,
which
stuff.
Was awesome because you had made so many jokes.
Oh, because it's hilarious.
We discovered the donut.
Yes. It's still pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
I know, but he's like, well, now there's a structure to it. Oh, so we're counting now, and it's got some science to it. I loved his redirection of your Nico Horner question to his friend Nico Horner. Sometimes we forget that it's like, oh yeah, that's his buddy. He's like, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with you? Well, I'm happy for my friend.
My buddy just came up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, right. He knew exactly where I was going with it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And he's ready to talk about that stuff. But I think he genuinely, like a lot of those guys, like, yeah, good for my dude. Good for him.
It's nice when you see your people get paid.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Even if it's not necessarily connected to you getting paid, but when you see that they got some money and you're like, oh, y'all got some money around here. Huh?
Well, it's not connected.
I thought the Horner deal was kind of light.
Me too.
Oh, it is. It's interesting. It only buys out 1 year of free agency. So like he gets to
show and prove and become a free agent before he's 30.
Another bite at the apple.
He gets to do the cake and the eating.
Well, and
that's great, isn't it?
It's the best part of the cake.
You have the cake.
You know, we say that idiom backwards.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Yes, it's supposed the
eat
idea.
Your cake and have it too.
Yes, that's what it originally.
But if I'm eating it, I definitely already have it.
But I believe it was translated in a way. However, it started that the history is you want to eat your cake and have it too.
But makes less sense than the way.
No,
that
it means to consume it, but still have it.
Nah.
Right, but if you have it, you also want to eat it.
Right.
And that's but if you have it, you can eat it. It's yours.
No, but if you have it might be for somebody else.
Right, the difficulty is in eating it and then having it.
I think
what if you bring home the birthday cake early and tomorrow's your birthday? So it's like, hey, this cake is here. It's taunting you. You've got to wait it. You have your cake and you want to eat it.
How about the your being the problem? Like, have a cake and
have
eat
someone
it too.
Else's cake and then keep yours.
Yes. Like, the cake might not be for you.
You'd have to put it in an article. Have cake.
Have cake and eat it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take that article out of there. Yesterday, our boy, our king of the malaprop, the smartest malaprop king
that
I know.
Thank you.
Gave us this one. Like, whose excuse was it going to be? Oh, Shane was giving excuses as to why he didn't homer in batting practice. And Danny's like, oh, this all sounds like excuses. Like, I can't even get it out. Hang on. Like, oh, yeah. Like, the teacher ate my homework. And, of course, he meant the dog ate my homework. But I couldn't stop thinking about the teacher eating his homework. Just
Mr. Thompson, what are you doing?
Just how jarring that
his
would be.
His homework is delicious.
Yeah. Like, you're in third grade.
This is why I do this.
The teacher takes your and only your homework. Like, Danny's homework is the best. And eats it. And it's unsettling.
Yeah, it is unsettling. Y'all know what I meant. The homework eating teacher. Yeah.
You ever
I have to have it.
I must.
You ever, where's your assignment? You just ate it.
Right.
Did you ever read the Stephen King short story called The Lawnmower Man?
Of course.
Yeah. That's the one, right?
Then they turned it into a movie that had nothing to do with the story.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
The story was the guy comes to mow the lawn, and they say, okay, go ahead and do it. And then the people go about their business. Then they look out the window, and the man, I believe, is naked on all fours, crawling through the lawn, eating the grass.
And that's from the collection Night Shift.
Oh, so good.
It also has the Boogeyman.
Oh, it's got
a ton of them. Oh, what's the one with the rats? Where the guy falls
and the roaches.
No, the one where he falls through the floor. Remember at the end, and there's like the one like
spoiler alert.
Oh, it's so creepy. It's
Did
so
you say
good.
Spoiler alert for a book? Short story?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. From 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably more. 40 years ago?
Yeah, probably 40 years ago.
Oh, God, that's pretty frightening. But yeah, so that's what I was picturing the lawnmower man when I was imagining your teacher eating your homework.
Yeah. It was a questionable thing to say.
Yeah, but
it's amazing to have a malaprop on such a short show. It's like, and still, my hit rate recently has been at an all-time high. I'm very efficient.
You really are.
With my malaprops. Yeah. Hey, is Arturas successful because we're going to get a game 83? Do you think he has accomplished his goal?
Well,
he's getting us an extra basketball game.
I still would like for there to be some clarification.
I agree.
Does Arturas think the play-in is the playoffs? Does any postseason thing matter? Because that lives in the space of nothing.
Not Bears Saints.
The statistics go nowhere.
You know, it's funny. When LeBron was talking about how he hustled his way back, and in part because he found the LeBron James of feet, and also in part because he was invigorated by the play of his team, he's like, yeah, I forget what the exact quote was like. I thought maybe we could actually just make the playoffs. Forget this play-in stuff. So clearly, he has the delineation between play-in and playoffs.
I think they all... I will give Arturas the benefit of the doubt on that. Because who possibly could make the argument for the other side? The stats don't count. The gambling market doesn't pay it out. You wouldn't get a home game if you're him in this scenario.
Not yet.
Not possible. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, I guess if they win out and other teams lose out, but they're 3 games up on being the 11 seed. You'd play a road game right now in the 10-9.
Right, but you could theoretically...
You could pass the 9 seed.
Right, you can get the 9 seed and play a home game.
You're a game out of that right now. All right, I suppose that is still possible.
I mean,
with
it's...
6 games to go.
It's, you know, it's...
Yeah.
But it's like... Like every time, like I'm watching him, and I'm like, man, I think that Zach should be NBA Player of the Month. Like he's been that good. Mm-hmm. I'm watching him play, although he wasn't great last night, and I'm like, what am I cheering for? What is it that I want? And I guess what I want is for them to get into the play-in.
They take you back and forth, game after game after game. I was watching that thing Sunday afternoon. And
it was fun.
I was in, man. I was ready to like come to be looking at these guys. They're busting their ass. All the bench guys with points. Kobe like doing multiple things as a winning type of player.
Can we stop right there for a second to talk about Kobe White? Because I think that what he's done this year has been so strange. Because statistically, not great. Yet all of us can look at his game and be like, his game has grown.
It's watching the games. It's the difference between out-of-town stupid and actually living through it and watching it every day.
His decision-making is better. His defense is considerably better.
His ball handling.
His handle's tighter.
It's really fun to see a player get better, even though you're not necessarily seeing results.
It's so funny.
But you are, if you're watching.
But he's making fewer mistakes.
For sure. And he's having a little
That's
bit
a
of
good
a leap.
Way to put it, Danny.
He's like a more efficient basketball player.
And we're used to these guys having their leap once we give up on them. Somewhere else. Or being afraid that we're going to give up on them and they go somewhere else.
Well, you said, Lawrence, of him being player of the month stopped me because you've been pretty hard on Zach. I don't think he's got...
Embiid,
man. Embiid is playing. I mean, it's going to be
taking the MVP.
It's
going to
be the month that gives him the MVP. And so I pulled it up. He's averaging 34.5 points, 9.3 boards, 4.7 assists, 2.2 blocks on 84% from the line, 35% from three, and 59.7% from the floor.
That's Olajuwon.
Yeah. Exactly, which is the guy that he modeled his game.
Now give me Zach. Was he 29.5 or something like that?
I can get it for you. I should have had it already. But
did you guys hear the Billy Donovan 30? Cut that we played earlier today?
I think he's at 30
from the post game last night.
Not yet. No,
it's 34 seconds. Really interesting. We were talking about Arturas as he's looking for this
29.8.
29.8.
29.8
points a game.
But the efficiency is crazy for Zach.
53.7, which is lower than Embiid, but 44% from three, which is preposterous, 87% from the line, 3.7 boards, 4.7 assists, and 4.7 assists up pretty considerably from where he's been a lot of the year.
So Donovan made a comment when Darnell Mayberry asked him about their issues with three-point defense last night, and they were myriad.
By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, an Odyssey station.
Boom!
And he said that he offered this as part of his answer. He said, because we have to protect the rim, our defense is pushed in a little bit, essentially, saying for us, the distance that our defense has to cover to get out to shooters is exacerbated, is increased. And I thought it was a thinly veiled shot at roster construction. That for 2 years, they've needed rim protection. And when he says that philosophically, like, well, look, we have to make sure that we're protecting the paint and protecting the rim because they don't have that guy to do it. And you want to wonder why they're kicking it out and rotating and skipping to an open guy because we're being asked to do all this. And it wasn't a direct cry for help. It was just stating the obvious, but he didn't have to phrase it that way. And he did.
Well, and a cry for help doesn't matter.
Right.
Because there is no help coming.
Right.
It's too late. Yeah, it's way too late.
Too far down the road.
But he signed his contract extension. So maybe this is, look, he said, Arturas, last year we knew we needed 3-point shooting and we needed rim protection. We got neither.
Correct.
Can that change this year?
It's got to. It's got to change. Even like they can't run this thing back. I said the same thing heading into the deadline, but they
especially with DeMar now shooting 3-pointers
and DeMar passing now
and defending,
and defending, like, and I don't know,
they can't do that.
Why is all that happening now with DeMar? Because
I wonder if Patrick Beverly got to him.
It has to be.
And he's healthy.
Well, no, but that is a connect with the three-pointing. It's the willingness to take the three-pointers. It's the passing. It's the defending. It's the team play as opposed to just kind of being the guy accruing points on the bad team. It's like this really is about the power of a forceful point guard organizing the offense. It has to be, and the guy doing his Billy work. The fact that Pat Bev is doing Billy's dirty work.
Thank you.
Well, if you look at the timing of it, it's hard to not look at the circumstantial evidence of this and say there is a direct line between Patrick Beverly being on the team and DeMar. There were a bunch of quotes when Beverly was signed by DeMar that I was like, wow, I did not. It's not because, you know, DeMar's a bad dude. He's a great dude. I wasn't expecting him to be so deferential to Patrick Beverly when he signed. And maybe there is a level of respect that Beverly has where he was able to, you know, DeMar, if you shot a couple more threes a game, man, like it could open things up for everyone, including yourself. And maybe hearing it peer to peer versus coach to peer or not celebrated player peer to peer.
Right. But But it's also, it was also just so freaking rudderless for so long that anybody who wanted to grab the brass ring could just go and get their shots and get their moments like DeMar was. And now there's actually like an overall thought process of, hey, let's try to actually win these games.
You said that he's healthy, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible? Like, because he has missed a little bit of time. Like, if you are actually gimpy, but out there, you are not. It'd be interesting to track like how many steps he is taking in a game the last 10 or 15 compared to the first 50 or something.
That catapult on him.
Well, I would presume it's less. And maybe he is floating around like three-point line to three-point line more. The ball's out of his hands.
Yeah, but he's making a better effort defensively. He's working harder defensively. And that's usually where I see it. Now, much more on the defensive end than the offensive end, because usually a guy is always the side where you rest is offense.
Right, but if the ball's out of his hands a little bit more on offense because of Beverly and he's out there on the three-point line, I wonder if the two are connected. I don't know, but they are... They're live against all of those teams that they would play in the play-in series. And they're live against Toronto. They're live against Atlanta.
Here's what you need. What you need is for the Heat to catch the Nets. Get the Heat out of the play-in tournament. Because if you can get them out of the play-in tournament, you can win the play-in tournament. Like this.
Well, you don't need to win the play-in tournament, right?
Right. You just need to win a spot.
But if you're at the 10 spot, you've got to win twice.
Right.
Right, but so if the Heat win the first game,
right?
Yeah, then you get the like right now. Right now, it would be.
I want the Heat completely out of this thing.
No scenario where you
played
them.
Well against them.
I understand that. I would like the Heat completely out of this play-in thing, and then let's see what the Nets without Kyrie and KD what they look like. Look, they hung on. They're still in the sixth spot.
They're a different kind of fun, but they can be fun. They've got guys you never heard of who are live wires.
Oh, I like agree that with mix. You. Meanwhile, Dallas, man, you sell your soul to go get the second star, and not just your soul, but the back half of your roster and your future to go get it, and then it's this bad. I saw the stat too when they've both played because they've both been hurt, but when they both played. They're 3-7. It's not like they're winning.
And Luka's miserable.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the post game?
Yeah.
With some of the one-word answers, and he said, I got some things going on outside of basketball.
Things going on off the court. It used to be fun to play basketball. I'm not having fun anymore. That dude, that ebullient young dude got broken by what? Kyrie or just life or the moment?
I doubt it's Kyrie.
Can't help. That guy. Right. You know?
I
don't want to do a radio show with that guy.
No, sure, but
you haven't already.
I know you think
it seems like it's got to be. Why would he say it's personal life if it
he
wasn't?
He just said off
Spiegel
the
and
court.
Irving has a lot of
it could work.
I mean, people might think that it's very that, different show.
It was my great grandfather who did Irving that. Spiegel. Spiegel and Irving. His stuff
it sounds
on,
like an upholsterer business.
It sounds like a corner.
His content on herring was just amazing.
But just the wine sauce, not to mention the cream sauce herring.
I shouldn't. It was really just all kinds of smoked fish. Like it was everything altogether.
Today we will be doubling up Matt Spiegel's favorite players of the last 30 years, leaving us with only number one for tomorrow for our broadcast at Harry Carey. So 340 and 440 today, his third favorite and second favorite player. Dan Wiederer for polls position from the owners' meetings at 3 o'clock. Bronson Arroyo, one of our favorite baseball people to talk to, coming up at 4 o'clock today.
All right, boys, have yourselves a show.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll probably stop by Sluggers, I guess, because we'll be at Harry Carey's tomorrow. And so, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See him at Sluggers on Thursday.
I'm in for Sluggers. Go say hello to the boys before the ball game.
Yeah, should be a good time. You don't have to put us on. We're just going to come by and say hello. Oh, yeah.
When did we say we weren't putting you
on? No, I didn't say that. I just wanted
what are you, Ronnie Woo Woo? He's going to come by and stand there until you leave?
I'm going to stand there and scream. Yes, exactly. You'll hear me in the background yelling malaprops. Tandy's open, kicks us off. Parker's a Spiegel on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.